So, you use the internet. I mean, of course you do, or else you wouldn't be watching this.
You type, you click.
You surf, you watch, you listen, and it all seems like everything's gonna be all right. But imagine a search term, of all things, that isn't all right. Imagine something that's so bizarre and so enigmatic that it's caused otherwise ordinary people to vanish from the internet without a trace. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the story of Erratus, a 4chan conspiracy. It was 2015. On 4chan, an anon would make a question thread inquiring on others' paranormal or bizarre experiences at work. The replies promptly rolled in, but for some strange reason, one would stand out among the rest. About a week after the original post, on November 26th, another anon would pop in to make a reply outlining an experience that one of their friends had while working a box packing job for a programming company. At 1:26 a.m., this was posted. Okay, just a heads up. I'm only 20 and have only ever worked retail jobs my whole life. If I get terminology wrong, it's not because I'm bullshitting. It's because most of what she described is out of my frame of reference, I'll be honest. She's a super interesting chick. During this period, she was homeless and in a band. Her agency gave her a job at this place that was closing down all their locations in the country. And basically, it was well known that they were shady and generally treated their employees like cattle. Like they were in the process of cutting down all their full-timers to shit hours, replacing them with temps, and having the temps do the exact same work for like 10 bucks an hour. Everything was really disorganized by this point, and different departments were scattered everywhere, and they were just getting everyone to do whatever work they could give them before they'd fire them. They had a programming department that made payroll programs for other companies or something along those lines. But by the time she got there, it was literally just one dude, and they were giving him random jobs to do, like working assembly lines and running forklifts. They put her and this dude in a room, gave them a couple tape guns, and had them pack stuff in boxes. Most of the stuff there had names of their respective departments written on them in Sharpie, but hers said Erratus on it, or however it's spelled. The dude told her to get rid of the tape gun and not to mention it to any supervisors, since apparently, one of the jobs, years before, had been writing code to flag any employee that searched for it in their computer system. Not any old word, just that one, and they'd fire you if you got flagged. Weird shit. Seems like this could be a simple one-off situation, right? Well, not quite. About a month later, on the night of December 19th, another anon would visit the site, inquiring on something eerily familiar to the story that we just heard. At 8:30 p.m., they ask, "Did anyone here have any IT jobs on the East Coast between 2000 and 2010 or so?" I ask because a few people I know from that time and area have talked about some sort of sketchy HR-related program called Erratus, and I'm wondering if I can find any info about it. Not strictly paranormal related, but disturbing. And I believe I saw someone on X mention it before, so if that anon is here, please post. Contrary to the initial thread, this one actually did pick up direct attention, with people throwing info at the OP. About an hour after this post went live, someone jumped in, explaining that, quote, "From what I understand, it was something that allowed some specific third-party company unconditional access to employee information. Employees who included it in their search terms or asked about it would get fired or placed in non-computer departments. I believe UPS, Unilever, and Ecolab were part of the system." If what this anon is saying is true, combined with our prior knowledge on this situation, so far, we have this elusive, omnipotent entity by the name of Erratus. This Erratus thing was hardly ever, if at all, mentioned prior to December of 2015. The girl that initially mentioned this was in a band and working for a programming company. This has obscure mid-2000s ties to the HR departments of various large corporations, and if anyone goes as far as to even look it up at work, they're fired. No questions asked. Now, some might hypothesize that this could be some sort of virus or Trojan horse that's strictly banned from any company computers. And to be honest, this would make sense. They tend to be taboo topics to dig into on a work computer. They're known for stealing your info in one way or another, and are typically a large corporation's worst nightmare. Get one Trojan horse onto your company network, and say goodbye to days, even weeks worth of productivity time as it's being repaired. Anyway, this is just one small theory off the top. What about that box, though? What about OP? Where exactly does this mystery go from here? Fast forward another month, and we're now in 2016. In a share thread on the music board, yet another Anon would make a reply with an obscure reference to Erratus. This time, though, it wasn't a direct mention of it, but rather, a song by a band named the KFC Murder Chicks. Now, get this. The video that they linked took you, not to their personal band accounts, but to that of a man by the name of Todd Ellsworth. Here, we're able to notice a bizarre video about a forklift, an album by a so-called DJ Roswell, and yet another by a band named the KFC Murder Chicks. Now, about their music. Yeah, it's something. Other than that, there's really no cause for concern here. Until you read the description of the Murder Chicks video. A really good Coma Records release that seems to have disappeared from the internet. Remember to support the artist. Erratus or Rusts. Interesting. According to archives, this initially read Erratus or Bust, but was subsequently changed. Why would this guy include this here? Notice how this video was uploaded on November 21st of 2015, before any mention of Erratus ever came to light. It's exceptionally out of place. So what are we missing here?
As Nexpo illustrated, there was enough information available to spark an interest in Erratus, but not enough to form any concrete leads. The snippets of evidence for an algorithmic anomaly, as many were beginning to theorize, were tenuous and circumstantial. But this was only the beginning, and the first of many new discoveries would come only a few months after the posting of the original threads. In January of 2016, a thread was created on 4chan's music board by an Anon looking to pioneer a new music genre, which they refer to as Deep Internet. The mission statement of Deep Internet was to create, quote, a subgenre of noise, found sounds, and musique concrete, using super-obscure, short and or low-quality YouTube videos, eschewing traditional notions of musicality. The original poster added the criteria that source videos must have fewer than 20 views. The idea was met with enthusiasm, with many users eager to participate. But once participants began watching this list of example videos the original poster provided, a portion of the discussion quickly pivoted to a specific upload. The first video was simply a commercial for a small-town electronics store, nothing exciting. The second link, however, was to a video entitled YouTube is Monitoring and Controlling My Life by a channel named Chronos for Life Jurassic Park. One of the first things you'll notice about this video is the incredibly poor visual quality, which, granted, was part of the criteria for the deep internet music genre, but this wasn't what caught the attention of the music board. The text, superimposed over images of the film Jurassic Park, seemed to accuse YouTube of conspiring against the uploader and their mother. Although it's often too blurry and illegible to read, this Anon provided a transcript. As the text explains, Chronos for Life's mother used to make videos tributing her favorite film franchise, Jurassic Park, but once she passed away, YouTube began removing said videos. When taking into account the paranoia Kronos for Life felt toward YouTube, it's possible the poor quality of this video was an attempt to disguise the text, making it difficult for the alleged algorithm to detect. And although this was an interesting video with many eager to watch and discuss, it was easily explained by mental illness, perhaps born out of a grief for the passing of a loved one. However, only 3 hours after the posting of the original thread on the music board, Kronos for Life uploaded this video.
I woke up one morning, ran outside because I'm yellow tape. Another 5 lines down because he's watching with tape. Another 8 alien tells you he's wild, boy. That's his mama, daddy, screaming, crying, asking me why, but they don't know that I don't give a fuck.
The description of this video reads, "This video is mainly a test to see if it gets deleted. First time really trying to see the limits of the Erratus algorithm. If it flags this one, that's some spooky shit." Although the majority of the deep internet thread continued mining YouTube for obscure videos under 20 views with which to make music, discussion splintered off, with many eager to continue down the Erratus rabbit hole. A new thread was created dedicated to this investigation, and it was here that Anons began to search for previous mentions of the term Erratus. Naturally, they discovered the post on the paranormal board made the previous November, with the original poster being threatened into silence regarding the mysterious word written on the tape gun. They discovered the threads regarding the human resources program and the line Erratus or Bust in the description of the KFC Murder Chicks music video, as Nexpo previously mentioned. But the connection between these clues ranged from thin to non-existent. What did a tape gun, hypothetical human resources software, a YouTube channel dedicated to Jurassic Park tribute videos, and a punk band all have in common? It was clear that there was still a lot of work to do before things would begin making sense. Luckily for sleuths, Kronos for Life appeared to be actively following the 4chan investigation, uploading videos in response to view spikes and providing further clues. It was safe to say there was more to be uncovered with this channel, and, at least for the time being, it was the most promising area to focus investigative efforts. It wasn't long before users discovered a secret at the end of a video entitled Jurassic Park 3 Tribute. Amidst a lo-fi rendition of a popular R&B song, the trademark beeps of Morse code could be heard. Although the translation Hollywood Astral Projection Clinic provided no concrete answers and only seemed to further complicate the mystery, one important discovery was made, the date of the upload. November 21st, 2015, just 5 days prior to the first mention of Erratus on the paranormal board. Things were beginning to connect, albeit loosely. Answers still seemed far away, but some of the distinct markings of either an ARG or behind-the-scenes puppeteering provided incentive to keep going, to see where this all might lead. And it wouldn't be long until the next breakthrough. Days later, on January 27th, Kronos for Life uploaded a video entitled Answering Questions, in which they responded to many of the comments in their previous videos. The video opens with the following text. "I've been fairly reluctant to ask anyone for help, since the nature of classic paranoid nutjob ramblings. Algorithms controlling things behind the scenes, weird stuff in that vein. In the past couple years, I've asked for help from friends in programming and business circles. But over time, friendships fade, people stop talking to you. As such, I'm very grateful for the help people are giving, and I'll try to answer as many questions as I can here." The first and arguably most pressing question Kronos answered was posed in the Here Goes Nothing video comments by user Corktop, who asked, "So, with this video, are you essentially trying to see if this system called Erratus will attempt to take down the video because it's some system, algorithm that takes videos down that, I don't know, include the term Erratus in them?" Kronos's response, "I don't know much about programming or computer systems, so I'm not too savvy about how to trick them. All I really know about Erratus is that it's used by dozens of companies. They seem to use it as a copyright enforcement tool, but it has its limitations, and I'm fairly sure that my test video helped ferret those out. Maybe." Kronos went on to cite manufacturing companies 3M and Unilever as those who employed this algorithm, although to what ends they used Aratus was not yet clear, but this at least seemed to explain what the word meant. Aratus was ostensibly a copyright software meant to locate and flag usages of certain words and phrases. This all seemed standard and innocent enough, so why were people so afraid of it? Toward the end of the video, Kronos offered this unprompted tangent, which on the surface didn't seem to hold any meaning, but would be an important clue in getting closer to who was behind this budding mystery. The original Jurassic Park trilogy is excellent, by the way. I highly recommend it. The second film is my favorite, in spite of its flaws. Although it was common knowledge that Kronos and his late mother were obsessed with Jurassic Park, this aside still drew attention to itself due to how random it was in the context of the video. It seemed to warrant attention. While sleuths were investigating that lead, another exciting revelation was being made elsewhere on the Kronos for Life channel. Turning on automatic captions for the video titled Here Goes Nothing yielded two important discoveries. The line, "Overthrow the Government," and an address for a location in Corbin, Kentucky. It's important to note that automatic captions aren't created by YouTubers, but are merely a product of speech recognition, causing many to wonder how these two lines of text ended up in the captions. And, to further add to the mystery, once these two clues were discovered, the subtitles no longer featured them. Despite this added layer of complexity, investigations chose to, at least momentarily, focus on the clues presented. Corbin, Kentucky. What did Corbin, Kentucky have to do with Aratus? Corbin is a small town whose claim to fame is boasting the original location of Kentucky Fried Chicken, connecting Kronos for Life to the noise rock band KFC Murder Chicks. And consulting their Bandcamp page, users found their hometown listed as, you guessed it, Corbin, Kentucky. As if to further reinforce this revelation, the phrase The Lost World was discovered to be an anagram of the name Todd Ellsworth. As you'll remember Nexpo pointing out, Todd Ellsworth is the individual promoting the band's music videos. Links between clues were being formed and connections made. The path forward, at least for now, seemed to have a clear direction. But one persistent question remained. If Aratus was simply a copyright detection software used by various companies, why the paranoia? Why the secrecy? Why the cryptic clues? And just where was this all leading?
KFC, murder, chicks.
For some reason, there are too many ties here to just discount the numerous references as some sort of coincidence. January 26th. Another thread was made on the music board of 4chan, this time digging into the Aratus and the KFC murder chick situation. A day later, One Anon jumped in with a reply, explaining that they noticed in the description, it says, Aratus or bust, and that he was going to ask him what that meant. Oddly, soon after, it was changed to Aratus or rusts, like we mentioned earlier. The reason behind this change is currently unclear, although, stemming from this, was a lead. The phrase, in actuality, is also the handle of a Twitter account run by Todd himself. Heading over there brings to light an entirely new arc of information into this bizarre mystery. This account was opened on November 14th, 2015, just 7 days before the Murder Chicks upload on the Todd Ellsworth YouTube channel. The first post on this profile was an eerie police sketch of a 2005 Hawaiian rape suspect, and the second was a tweet about the US Postal Service being, quote, the deepest part of the deep web. During this time, simultaneously, the KFC Murder Chicks had, on their Tumblr page, made a very bizarre post outlining their reluctance on shipping physical copies of their CDs due to their lack of trust in what they referred to as a creepy postal service. Subsequently, screen caps were taken from the Ask Me Anything portion on their page, and this is where the mystery, albeit loosely, would begin to converge. In reference to the Postal Service remark, one user asked,
what about the post office gives you the creeps? I've used it a couple years now, and they seem to be just fine. Just curious.
Their response?
This is probably a controversial view, but there's a lot to suggest that they're tied in with a lot of the government's more unsavory activities. Spying, profiling, general disregard for constitutional rights, all that fun stuff. Lots of stuff sent to us, an inordinate amount really, has never made it, and vice versa. Not to say I'm in favor of the way they got fucked over by the FedEx and UPS lobbies either, though. Now, normally I'd write this off as a simple hot take on the post office, but considering the timing here, especially in relation to the Todd Ellsworth tweet, things were becoming suspect. And so, more questions rolled in. What do you know about Erratus? Like magic? Yu-Gi-Oh Erratus? We don't know what Erratus is. Please stop messaging us about it. It's getting weird. And another. Hey, big fan of your music. Quick question though. You posted a link to your album, Cortex Rampage. I got to give it a listen before it disappeared, and on the track, Get Shit Straight, you mentioned a man named Todd Ellsworth. Who is he? Thanks. To which they responded, He's fine, don't worry about it. This isn't lining up. Here, they claim that they know absolutely nothing about Erratus, but also go forth to say that the name of the one person that's repeatedly been dropping hints about exactly that is doing fine. Noted. And one last example, yet another question rolled in that inquired on the band's favorite types of movies, in which they responded with the Carnosaur series. This ended up sparking even more interest, since, as we can recall, Kronos for Life was an avid fan of the series that Carnosaur was accused of ripping off. Jurassic Park. A bit odd considering the circumstances up to this point, but another tie to Erratus nonetheless.
Before we begin, it is important to understand some things. This may be something serious that involves the hiring and firing practices of some corporations. It may just be an alternate reality game or simply a series of coincidences strung together by whatever algorithms were involved. This is an ongoing community-driven investigation and therefore its validity is up to the viewer.
Things went dark for a while. In March of that year, a well-respected export YouTuber by the name of Xer Herb had caught wind of this Erratus thing, and much like we are today, decided to do some digging of their own. Having uploaded multiple videos over the topic, it appeared that Xer was making some solid progress on this entire mystery, documenting their findings in real time. This, subsequently, would result in an odd turn of events though, as in late May, Xer would disappear from the internet. For good. No YouTube, no Twitter, no Tumblr, no online presence, zip, nada, gone. And people lost it. Considering the timing here, combined with his recent and relentless coverage of this bizarre mystery, people had begun to speculate that this was potentially the work of the Erratus entity itself. But was it? Interestingly, a few days before this sudden disappearance, people on 4chan began to speculate that Xer were the ones behind this entire mystery altogether, arguing that one of the websites that they showed in their video was one that contained a lost KFC Murder Chicks album. While a solid postulation, this was eventually found to have been discussed on 4chan a few days prior. So that theory, albeit understandable, was debunked. As of writing, only one of their Erratus videos and another over a different mystery seemed to have been archived. Since their disappearance, the only real coverage about this was by a user named Toxicologist. In this upload, they discussed the odd termination of the accounts, leading some to believe that Toxicologist is actually Xer himself. Makes sense, however only one of their videos covers this, and that's it, implying that this person is being genuine here. Nonetheless, definitively proving that these two accounts aren't one and the same is nothing short of impossible, so we're merely going off speculation. All in all, the circumstances surrounding the export, Todd Ellsworth, Jurassic Park,
Chronos for Life, KFC Murder Chicks, and Exer Herb are jarring. However, there's one more instance that's had an uncanny tie to this bizarre errata situation. So let's take a look.
As we saw with YouTuber Exer Herb, coverage of this topic was potentially radioactive.
What happened to Exer Herb? Was he abducted by the Errata's Illuminati?
Exer Herb had been uploading videos consistently for nearly a year, and the notion that his coverage of Errata's would be his last before performing a deep scrub of his online presence seemed too coincidental. And when taking into account the bizarre way in which Chronos for Life communicated their concerns, censoring the word in the video description, disguising their messages in lo-fi, barely legible text, it's reasonable to assume that those who were familiar with Errata's believed it to be an algorithm of eerie sophistication. And as we learned on 4chan shortly following these new discoveries, some of the users who weren't so careful about openly discussing Errata's also began to disappear. As the popularity of the thread surrounding Errata's increased, the more taboo the subject seemed to become. Although 4chan is occasionally notorious for their uncensored and at times controversial use of free speech, it seemed there was one subject that was selectively targeted for removal. It happened so often that the term "errated" was coined in order to describe this sudden and unexpected disappearance. It became pervasive enough that those who simply wanted to discuss the banned KFC Murder Chicks were paranoid of being deleted. Just a thought, one anon posted. Should we be backing up these threads offline just in case? I mean, if we're actually investigating this, we should be prepared for the event that it turns out to be true. Who knows how deep Errata's goes? So now the question remains. Are these mysterious censorships compelling evidence for some kind of omniscient program which tracks and deletes any mention of itself? Is Errata's the Orwellian nightmare many fear? And has it infiltrated the internet to such depths that even anonymous forums are no longer safe havens? But as many of you may be wondering, if this were the case, why does a Google search for the term yield Reddit discussions, screen-capped images of charts and diagrams, and pages of group attempts to solve this riddle? Wouldn't these posts also have been errated? Given all that we know about this mystery, let's take a look at some of the leading theories surrounding errata's, and maybe we can determine what doesn't fit the evidence and what rings true.
Now, even with all the chaos that ensued in the realm of 4chan surrounding this strange mystery, it, very surprisingly, had flown under the mainstream radar. It seemed that after the 4chan ban dilemma, mentions of Errata's, or even Exer Herb and the Murder Chicks for that matter, seemed to fade into the back burner of internet history. So what really is it that we're dealing with? For me, personally, a few things have stood out here that I can't seem to shake. For starters, we need to clear the air on something. Todd Ellsworth is our key here. There are far, far too many bits of evidence that surround this guy, and it seems as if he's the centerpiece of this entire online mystery. Because of this, I believe that we need not brute force our way into finding out who's behind errata's, but rather, the true identity behind our mysterious Mr. Ellsworth. I find it incredibly interesting that just a few days prior to the first ever mentions of errata's, Todd Ellsworth had launched his Twitter profile. More bizarrely, on his YouTube channel exists a full album upload from the KFC Murder Chicks and that one other person named DJ Roswell. More on them later. Anyway, this has led me to the assumption that possibly, this band has more to do with this than we think. Really, think about it. KFC Murder Chicks album is on this YouTube channel. In the description of said video, we see a bizarre phrase that states, "Errata's or bust." Also, back on Todd's Twitter page, he mentions distrust in the postal system, and heading over to the KFC Murder Chicks Tumblr page, they claim the exact same thing. Furthermore, the band claims that their favorite movies are the Carnosaur series, which was widely regarded as a ripoff of the Jurassic Park series, being a direct tie to Kronos for Life, someone who planned that they were being targeted by Aratus. And lastly, the nail in the coffin, their Tumblr reply about Todd Ellsworth. When directly confronted about his inclusion in their song and their thoughts on this elusive person, they flat out state,
"He's fine, don't worry about it."
To me, far too much points us back to this strange band. Far too much to discount all of this as some sort of coincidence and to absolve them from any sort of involvement here. I'm led to the belief that the original mentions of this Aratus thing was fabricated by the Murder Chicks themselves, or at least someone involved with them. Just prior to this, they set up the accounts, got all their ducks in a row, and proceeded to string 4chan along down this incredibly bizarre rabbit hole. Anytime the mystery seemed to go dead or stall, so to speak, I believe is when they jumped back onto the site to bring it up again, further directing attention to these posts and various accounts. But who actually was it? Now, this has been the subject of debates for much of the export of 4chan since the entire thing actually began. But above all else, one name has been the most prominent. Remember that other video on Todd's account? The one with that other music album that we didn't touch on much? It was made by a DJ, Roswell. Atrocity Guide had actually found a solid amount of information on this guy, and apparently, he frequents the paranormal board a lot. As a matter of fact, in 2014, he used his alias to make a post explaining that he's going to start a noise rock band called the
KFC Torture Chicks.
Further on that year, he made a thread asking if anyone would buy a certain toy that went pretty viral back then. If we can recall, there was some pretty large outrage over a children's toy wand that had a disturbing photo of a girl cutting her wrist inside of it. Anyway, what's the significance of this? Well, a mere 2 years later, we see this picture again in a thread directly related to the Aratus mystery. Specifically, the one where we discovered the connection to Kronos for Life. Speaking of them, I wanted to go forth and make a claim. I personally don't believe Kronos for Life was involved in creating this mystery. I'll explain. While Exer Erb and Todd Ellsworth acted as catalysts, I believe that the Kronos for Life situation was shoehorned into this entire situation by Roswell himself. As a matter of fact, at this point with his involvement, I wouldn't put it past him to stumble upon this Kronos for Life account, since going by this image, he was active in discussion regarding Jurassic Park. Notice that there's a random address thrown into the captions in error, and a run with it, matching it with the alleged address of this brand new band that they're a producer for, the KFC Murder Chicks. I believe that this entire thing was fabricated and run not only by the KFC Murder Chicks, but primarily DJ Roswell himself. According to the paranormal board of 4chan, for instance, he loves being there, and numerous jokes have been made involving the possibility of, quote,
"every post on X being made by Roswell."
Now, thinking about it, this entire concept isn't anything new either. We've seen plenty of companies and groups use mysteries and alternate reality games as some sort of marketing tool. Nine Inch Nails did it, Cloverfield gave it a shot, and more recently, even Stranger Things jumped on the bandwagon. It's surprisingly effective, and the darker side of the internet that we're all a part of absolutely loves eating this stuff up. Unfortunately though, for Roswell and the Murder Chicks, it seems as if it didn't turn out to be quite as groundbreaking as they thought it would. With the lack of any real updates on the supposed Aratus algorithm since 2016, it seems as if this mystery, or ARG, has run its full course. What started as a bizarre 4chan story ended up leading curious minds down a rabbit hole filled with mysterious social media accounts and the uncanny sanitation of multiple YouTube personas. 3 years later, and very ironically, if DJ Roswell's goal was to fabricate this story for some sort of marketing ARG, then I guess due to this video itself, it worked. Unfortunately, contrary to the stellar setup, the conclusion left much to be desired, being left in the dust as a failed marketing project that could have been. Nonetheless, Erratus has proven to be a captivating rabbit hole, appearing to have ended the careers of various YouTube channels. I guess the only real way to figure out if this thing was real or not is to wait and see if my video or channel gets taken down. And if so, then... well, it's been a fun ride, guys. Back to the drawing board. Thank you so much for joining Atrocity Guide and I in this Halloween special. This was something incredibly experimental and fun to dig into, and I absolutely implore you to go check out her channel if you like mystery videos similar to what I do here. Some of what she discovers over there is insane, and she's immensely deserving of some praise. Anyway, once again, her theories and conclusions were written separately from mine, so if you want her thoughts on this to gain another perspective, definitely go check it out at the link in the description. With all of that being said, I hope you've had a fun and safe Halloween. Thanks so much once again for joining us. I love you all. And good night. Thank you.